turn me to Romans 12th chapter. It's sort of our theme scripture. Romans 12th chapter. Of course, the 12th chapter, the second verse. We've gone over a number of times, but it can never be exhausted. Now, we've been talking about the will. Once again, I'm not still working with the will because in my studies, I've been studying in depth the soul for the last 3 or 4 months, really, outside of the book that we have. And you begin to realize that God begins to deal with your soul just as much as your spirit. And so if God deals with our soul as much as our spirit, then we ought to do the same thing. And a lot of battles in our lives are lost because we lose them in our thinking. Yes, sir. We begin to create things that's not really there. Our outlook on certain things determine how it's going to outcome. Did that make sense?
Yes.
How we look at situations determines what the results are going to be. Here in Romans, the 12th chapter, the second verse, it says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Renewing means a constant newing. Has to happen over and over. And the reason why it has to happen over and over, we said this before, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So hearing direction from God is going to have to have, we're going to have a right mindset. All right. If our mindset is not properly is not set right, then we're going to miss God when he's moving. Because it says, don't be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may be able to prove or recognize the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are you seeing this? So in renewing our mind constantly, God already knew that there were going to be other stimuli trying to affect our thought process. So you got all this stimuli on the outside trying to affect how you think. So really what's been happening to people in the world system and what's been happening to a lot of Christians is we let stimuli from the outside affect how we think, and how we think change how the outcome. So just because we face an impossible situation, it's going to be based on our thought process if it remains impossible. Are you seeing this? You got to remember now, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, where is it? Dwells on the inside of you. So, listen to this now. Listen to what that scripture is saying. That scripture is alluding to the fact that Jesus came to the earth, took on all sickness, disease, all poverty, all of our sins that have been committed, is being committed, and will ever be committed. He took all that upon himself. And yet, the power that's in him overrules all that, and he still got up. So the situation you face, situation you're facing, the outcome is going to be hinged or based upon your thought process. So this is why you have to renew your mind with the word of God so that you can recognize God when he's moving. You can recognize God when you can see God's instructions. You can recognize God's instructions. You can see where God is moving. Are you seeing this? So your soul, God uses your soul. Let me put it to you like this. Your spirit is already set as to what's supposed to happen. But if your mind is not set properly, then your spirit will never have a chance to express itself properly. That's why the Bible, the scripture of the Bible, I don't have time to look it up. It says, I think it was David saying, or it might have been Solomon saying, my spirit is frustrated. How does your spirit get frustrated? It gets frustrated when it cannot express itself. And the reason why it can't express itself is because stimuli from the outside, it causes us to think a certain way, which bottles up our spirit. Go to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Very familiar scripture. We looked at this as just a salvation scripture, but this is actually a soul scripture. 'Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.' Now, obviously, it's not talking about your body. Because when you got born again, nothing physically changed on you. Everything remained the same. All right, you ready for this? Your spirit was already perfect. It just wasn't alive to God, which made it dead. So there's only one thing left that was old and now become new. Because once again, your body didn't change. Because for you to say that your spirit wasn't perfect, it's for you to say God did an incomplete job. Right. Because the Bible says we're made after his image, after his likeness. It wasn't talking about our physical bodies because nobody knows how God looks. Right? So when we became in Christ, our spirits got reconnected to God and to who we originally were. So once we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, said, Jesus, I want you to be Lord of my life. What God said is now you're reconnected to your origin. So your spirit, as soon as you got born again, was already at its maximum. But what stops your spirit from being maximized on the outside is the soul. So that's why in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things, behold, are y'all seeing that? That's a soul scripture. That's saying you don't have to do things like you used to do them before. You don't have to have the same actions that you had before. Where your actions originated? In your soul. Hope you're listening to the internet. In your soul. So now that my spirit is alive again, to who I really am, who God made me to be. Old things, all the old ways of me doing things, the old way I thought, have now become new. Right? They become new, right? But if I don't renew, then I can go back to my old ways, because my old ways came from the outside. Is this making sense? Matthew's the 5th chapter. Watch this. Your hunger in the supernatural or in the spirit world does not operate the same as it does in the natural. Does not operate the same. And see, that's what a lot of people get it confused at, because they see this particular scripture in Matthew, the 5th chapter. I think it's the 6th verse, right? 6th verse. They blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. Yes. They get it confused because when they see this word hunger and thirst, they automatically think about their physical bodies, because you don't need nobody to tell you when you're hungry. Can anybody tell you? Your body gonna tell you. You need nobody to tell you when you're thirsty. Your body is gonna tell you. You know, how many have been dehydrated before? I've been dehydrated before. It ain't fun. And your body tell you. Your body begin to shut down. You start getting dizzy. You understand? You start. Your mouth get all dry, skin get pasty. Yeah, you start hallucinating. Yeah, all that. Your body must start locking up. You gotta get some salt in your body, right? That's not how your spirit man works. That's not how it works. Your spirit man, remember now, I said that your spirit man cannot be expressed properly if your soul is not set right, right? So hunger and thirst is a function of the will. It's a function of the will. It's not a function of your spirit. Hunger and thirst is a function of your will. Your spirit already know it is connected to God and it wants to be, and it wants to express itself. But if your mind, watch how this makes sense. Remember I told you that your mind or your soul is the eyes of your spirit into the natural. Yes, sir. And your spirit is the eyes of your mind into the supernatural, yes, right? So your spirit want to be expressed in the natural, but it cannot be expressed in the natural until the mind or the soul cooperates. Yes, so the soul knows it has to be renewed. The soul knows it has to be renewed. Or let me say it better than this. Let me say it to you like this. Either you're going to conform or transform. Yes, sir. If your stimuli is coming from the outside, you're conforming. Yes, sir. But if you're going to be transformed, it's going to have to be information from the inside. Yes, sir. It's going to have to be revelation. It's going to be God talking to you. It's going to be his word talking to you. That causes your mind to change. Wow. Now, this is a very important thought process when it comes to covenant. Very important process when it comes to covenant. I was watching Jamie Foxx give an interview, I think a couple of years ago, and he did an excellent job in his performance on Ray. Yes, sir. Excellent job. And they interviewed him about that after he won the Oscar, and a couple years after he won the Oscar, and interviewed him. And he made a statement that the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance about maybe a week ago. I think he said it took him 2 years to get out of the character Ray. Wow. Took him 2 years. He said he'll wake up in the morning and walk like Ray, like he did in the movies, because he had studied it so much. He'll get up, walk, talk. You know, some of his decisions were made like Ray. Wow. All right. Holy Spirit brought that back in remembrance, and he said, you could become whoever you want to be. Wow. He said, actors do it all day, every day. Yeah. They read a script. Wow. The Joker, Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger. We all Most of us read that story, how he played the Joker. And he got so into that character. He read that script so much that he became negative, but yet powerful. So, when God calls you and connects you to your leader, as he has, there should be nothing or nobody that can alter your mindset on that. Because if your mindset becomes altered, that means there's some stimuli from the outside that shouldn't be there. And if you let that stimuli stay around long enough, it's going to begin to affect your will. So when your will gets affected, now the strength to make the decisions you need to make is not there. See, that's the purpose for renewing your mind with the word of God, because the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. But what he said, my word will do what? Will stand forever. So that I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. Jesus Christ the same. That means he ain't changing. So the word of God puts you in a position to where the word of God won't let you change your direction. See, when your mind is being renewed with the word of God, come in and destroy your decision-making skills on behalf of God. Yes, sir. See, when we go days without reading the word or spending time with God, when we go weeks, we lapse. Yeah. Stimuli from the outside come in. Yeah. So now when we face a situation, we start thinking like the outside, not thinking like the inside. I can show you what a person believes. Let me see them in a situation. I can show you what they believe. I can show you. I can really tell what a person believes when they're in a situation, in a pressure situation. You can always find out what's on the inside of a person. Never forget, funny story. Some preachers were ministering in the city, and it's just happened in the same city with my father. He was ministering, but he wasn't with them. The other two men is riding together, and they crossed the intersection and got blindsided, right? Car started flipping over. While the car flipping over, one of the preachers started saying, Lord, forgive me for all my sins. Lord, I accept you as my savior. Why is you praying this now? Right. And you up here preaching with me. Mindset. Mindset. Mind. Your mind will cap your spirit every time if you let it. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. So if this same spirit raised Jesus from the dead, this same spirit on the inside of you can help you accomplish and conquer anything you're facing. Yes, sir. So what was the difference between the same spirit that's in Jesus and the spirit that's in me? Philippians 2 and 5. Philippians 2 and 5. You can go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it. Go ahead and look at it. Go ahead and take a look. Go ahead and take a look at it. Take a look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. What it says. Let this what? Spirit. Let this spirit.
Mind.
No, let this spirit.
Mind.
Let this what?
Mind.
Mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took up the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. Became what?
Obedient.
Obedient. Became what?
Obedient.
Obedient. Became what?
Obedient.
That's will. Oh, okay, Isaiah 119. Come on. Because y'all looking at me, y'all looking like, oh, that's weird. Isaiah, come on, Isaiah 119. Come on. Hold your fingers there and go to Isaiah 119. Isaiah 119. Watch this. You see it? Go ahead and read. I ain't made it yet. Go ahead and read. Go ahead and look at it. Huh? What is that? If you be what? Hold up. Hold up. If you be what?
Willing.
Ooh. If you be what?
Willing.
Willing. So it's just not obedience. If you be willing, if this is something you're desiring to do, you can see Philippians 2 and 5 coming to fruition in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the Garden of Gethsemane tells us how Jesus became willing. The Garden of Gethsemane tells us how Jesus became willing. It said Jesus was on his knees praying and saying, God, look, if look, God, seriously, if you could do this some other way, I mean, I'm open for it. But him talking to the Father, talking to the
Father.
So if you got issues with your will, you got to spend some time with God. You got to spend time with God in what he's saying. Then Jesus said, nevertheless, not my, but thine. Are you seeing this? So the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. All right. That same spirit wants to be expressed in the same intensity that it was expressed in Jesus. The spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The spirit that helped Jesus accomplish what he was assigned to do. The same spirit dwells in you. The question is it being capped? Is it being capped by your soul? Is it being capped by your mind? Are you seeing this? So, I'm gonna spend the majority of my time working on my mind. So that the God that is in me can be released. How many hearing me? Now, this goes for every area, this goes for your finances, for your health, for your family. This goes for everything. This goes for every. So now when I sow my seed, I'm not going to just let my job determine. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And see, here's the problem. Because you go to it every day. Yeah. Watch this now. Watch this. Because you go to it every day. Not only that you go to it every day, but that's where you get most of your paychecks from. Yes, sir. It has a tendency to try to train your mind. That's why you have to spend time with the word of God to untrain your mind that God is your source.
Yes, sir.
You have to begin to read materials that remind you that God is your source.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't, then this outside stimuli of this paycheck from this company that you go to every day will shape how you think money's supposed to come to you. So now that your mind is shaped that way, you begin to express that.
Yeah. Yeah,
sir. That's the truth. Yep. Yes, sir. So that it winds up being that this place that I go to work is the only place that I get money from.
Yes, sir. Yes. Come on, sir.
When God is your source and God has an infinite amount of ways of getting money to you. Can I tell y'all a little exercise to do? I need you to wake up in the morning, tomorrow morning. I need you to wake up tomorrow morning and watch this. Look. I'm not talking about being super spiritual. I'm not talking about being super spiritual. God, I want to see specific favor happen in my life today. And God, I'm expecting to see it in my life today. See, the issue, we let our minds wander too much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And we're not definite.
Yeah.
We're not definite about what we want. Mm-hmm. You have to become definite.
Yes, sir.
That's a will issue.
Yes, sir.
Just because it don't show up on the first day, don't mean it's not coming.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's just that that day, what the day?
Right.
But tomorrow coming. And tomorrow gonna be the day.
Come on,
why are you waiting? Why are you waiting on the Savior?
Right. Come on.
You know he's coming.
Yeah.
Every day, this just could be the day. This could be the day. He ain't coming. He ain't coming today. We still here.
Yes, sir.
But it could be tomorrow.
Right.
You still expecting?
Right.
Why you ain't definite about what you want? God, I'm expecting to see specific favor in my life today.
Amen.
Somebody is going to find me today and do something out of the ordinary for me.
Yes, sir.
See, what you have to realize, go to Luke 6:38. Go to Luke 6:38. Go to Luke 6:38. This is out the mouth of Jesus. Very familiar scripture, but I need you to see what Jesus said. Luke 6:38. Watch this. It says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto. Who is saying this?
Jesus.
Right? He said, give. That just means so. And it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run over, shall
men.
Who said this?
Jesus.
Shall men give into your bosom. So why you go around all day rejecting stuff? When I sow into my man of God, right? When I sow into my man of God, I'm telling you how to get your mind right. When I sow into my man of God, right? This scripture applies to me. All right. When I sow into a man of God, go to Galatians 6 and 7. I'm trying to show you how you get your mind right. Because a lot of times, you're not receiving what you're supposed to be receiving, not because it ain't there, it's because you're rejecting it. Because the word, the most spiritually, no, let me say it like this. The word that cripples the spirit world the most. The word that cripples the spirit world from happening in your life the most is how.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So if you allow your mind to dwell on how,
right.
What your mind going to do is come up with all the stimuli on the outside saying how it cannot happen.
Yeah.
But that's why you have to be definite and you can imagine how many ways it can happen.
Yeah.
Galatians 6 and 7. What it says?
Be not deceived.
God is not what?
Mocked.
Right?
Yes, sir.
What it says? So here we see in Luke 6:38, it says give. Right? And it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall give into your bosom. Right? Then we see in Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man
sows,
that shall he also
reap.
So why I go around not expecting men to do stuff for me? I ain't say you going around gazing. Everybody know what that word means. Everybody know that. You from the South, you know what that word means. Sorry, internet. If you're from the South, you know what that word means. Gazing simply means going around just looking at one person saying, what you going to do for me? What you going to do for me? No. There is an attraction that comes when you are a sower and God is your source and you expect God to do something special for you. What is favor? Special treatment. That's what grace is. Special treatment.
Yes, sir.
I expect to be treated special today.
Yes,
somebody's going to do something for me out of the ordinary.
Yes,
and watch this. It's not going to be unexpected because I'm expecting it.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? God, look, whatever, God, and if you need me to be specific, God, tell me. I'll be specific.
Right.
But see, we let religion and we let outside stimuli. I've been getting my income from this one place for so many years. I don't know if it can come from anywhere else. That's up here.
Yes, sir.
So if it's up here, it's being expressed out here. So all we're doing is recycling outside information. When you need to be putting out inside information. Is this making sense? So now with God as your source, that's only one avenue. God can do it many other ways. But it ain't gonna happen many other ways if I don't use my imagination.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what your imagination comes in at.
Yes, sir.
You got to imagine some stuff happening to you.
Uh-huh.
Will it happen to you? I don't know. But you're giving it an opportunity to happen because you're imagining it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're putting it in play.
Amen.
You're putting it in play. I truly believe the idea for walking around the wall came from Joshua. I truly believe that because God told him, Joshua, see, I've given you Jericho. So Joshua had to sit down and imagine them having Jericho.
Yes,
wow.
So that means he had to start daydreaming.
Yeah.
That means he had to turn the TV off.
Right.
That means Joshua had to turn the TV off.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Them people already made their money.
Yes, sir.
You're right,
yes, sir.
They already made their money.
You're right, sir.
Because they imagine you sitting there watching them.
That's
truth.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying not to watch TV, but don't let it consume you the way it stops you from imagining things.
That's so good.
See, it's the will. So you're not going to see Luke 6:38 in the same way. Because Jesus himself saying, men are going to give into your bosom.
Yes, sir.
The problem is y'all looking for specific people.
Right.
Jesus ain't named nobody name in that scripture.
Right.
Yes,
sir.
He just said men, which is a plural of man. That means there are multiple sources, multiple avenues, multiple places God can come from. But if you are limited up here, if you're limited up here, then God limited. Because you know what God going to do? God going to give you, go to Luke 16 chapter. Desire is will. Luke 16, verse 20. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. So God was only obligated. Go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Verse 36. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, ye what?
Might
receive the promises. So you mean to tell me it's possible for me to do what God is asking me to do and still don't receive the promise? Yeah, because we can go, I think it's Psalms 37 and 4, or 34 and 7. I keep getting those numbers introverted. We're going to see Psalm 30, I think it's 34. I'm going to learn it tonight, though, right now. 37. That's 37 and 4. Got it, 37 and 4. I remember that now, 37 and 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the
desires.
He shall give thee the
desires.
He shall give thee
desires
of your heart, right? Mm-hmm. Heart meaning your soul, your will.
Yeah.
So now, so now, if I delight myself in the Lord, that's just saying, that's Matthew 6:33. Seek him first.
Right.
Right? I'm delighted in the Lord and whatever he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. And he shall give me the desires of my heart, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So now if I do what God is asking me to do, and I don't desire nothing, that's why you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might. Because that might is based on what you're desiring. Because once again, we let outside stimuli come in and determine what we can desire. So I hear apostle, I hear pastor, I hear doctor saying that I can buy a car cash, but I'm getting this outside stimuli that keep putting pressure on my soul. Saying, you know, that your salary ain't going to do it.
Right.
But when you tell your salary that it's just a channel, it's not your source.
Yes.
See, some of y'all not talking to your salary and telling it to get this place.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You right. Yes, sir.
You're not. See, your verbalization, mm-hmm. your verbalization of what you're desiring. Now, when I say verbalization, I'm not saying go tell everybody. See, I'm of the camp show then tell. Cuz I don't need to tell and then try to show, cuz there's a lot of haters.
Right.
Yeah.
crabs in the barrel.
Right. Yes,
I'm going to need you to hate me after. I don't need nobody else adding to the outside stimuli.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
So, I'm taking the word of God and I'm strengthening my will. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe. I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. What they're saying? They're saying I am strengthening my will. This is what I desire. When I strengthen my will, then I can hear what God is asking me to do. When I hear what God is asking me to do, I can accomplish it because I know. Because God's not going to tell me to do something for which he hadn't graced me to do. So if you hear instructions from God, the grace is riding on the instructions. So when God tells you to do something, you don't have to worry about if you can do it. Are y'all seeing this?
Yes,
so, because when you accomplish the will of God, then God is turned around and obligated to do for you what you want. So that's why you have to strengthen your will. This is what I want.
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. Watch this. I'll never forget the Holy Spirit spoke this to me. You know the parable of the soil? It says sowed in good ground.
Yes, sir.
Some receive 30, some receive 60, some receive 100-fold. The receiving is based on your soul. It's based on your soul, how much you're able to handle. So watch this. Watch this now. I give, just say I give $100, right? $100 times 30 is what? 3,000. That's 30-fold. It's can you bear with me?
Yes, sir.
It's easier for me to imagine 3,000 coming in than 10,000. All right, for some of y'all start judging me. I know I want the 100-fold return. Oh, okay, no problem. But you ain't even got the 3,000 yet. See, if I work on the 30-fold, hold up, let's go, but I work on the 10-fold.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I imagine the 10-fold coming back in,
right,
and it happens, I become a little more persuaded.
Yes, sir.
So you got to realize, Abraham didn't jump from hearing the voice of God to sacrificing his son. He didn't go from hearing the voice of God on Tuesday to sacrifice his son on Wednesday. The Bible says Abraham became fully persuaded. How did Abraham become fully persuaded? Because he kept having experiences with God that began to shape his soul. So Abraham started off with leaving his mother and father. That's wonderful. But then he ran to Egypt. In Egypt, God's mercy covered him, right? So he left Egypt, went out, and started getting larger. Then he came to have to win a battle and go get Lot back. And then he had enough strength in his will to tell those kings, I'm not taking nothing from you, not even a shoe latchet. Because I don't want you to say, you made me rich, right? Then it's in the midst of that, watch this now, about the soul. In the midst of that situation, all of a sudden, Abraham got the idea to give 10% of all he had to Melchizedek.
Yes,
will.
Yeah.
The Bible says he became fully persuaded. Abraham started off missing God and his mercy covering him and getting back with God. See, stop trying to go for the 16,000 square foot house. Get the 2,000, get the 1,500 square foot house. Let God get you in that one. Once you see God move, to get you in that one. Then all of a sudden in your mind, you're like, I know God can move to get me in a 3,000 square foot house.
Right. Right.
Cause see, there's nothing wrong with having a 16,000 square foot house.
Right.
Nothing wrong with having it. The problem is you're going to miss God by trying to reach for something that you don't believe can happen.
Yes,
Mark 9. Go to Mark 9. Go to Mark 9 and we're going to close here. Go to Mark 9. Am I helping you with your soul?
Yes,
go to Mark 9. Watch this. Go to Mark 9 and we're going to close here. Mark 9 and verse 23. This is everything to do with your soul.
Yes, sir.
You're not convinced in your spirit. Your spirit is already convinced. It's made after the image of God. So you believe. Watch this. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believes. If thou can be convinced, all things are possible to him that is convinced. So you got to get busy being convinced. You got to get busy being fully persuaded. So now, if I sow a $100 seed, God, I want 24 return. God, I want a 24 return. I am definite. I want a 24 return. And God, I don't want to wait all week long.
Amen.
I don't want to wait all month long. I don't wait all year long, God. You said if I do what you asked me to do, you'll give me the desires of my heart. You told me sow this seed. I did what you asked me to do. So God, I want a 24 return. So now I'm looking for $2,000 to come from someplace that is not unexpected, but from an unfamiliar, that's a better word, an unfamiliar place.
Yes, sir.
You know, or it come to me in an unfamiliar way.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
So when you get up tomorrow morning, God, I'm looking for somebody to do something specifically favorable to me today.
Yes, sir.
I'm expecting somebody to do something specifically today favorable for me.
Yes, sir.
And God, I want you to tap me on the shoulder when you do it. Tap me on. So watch this. Watch this now. Watch this. If it don't happen tomorrow, that don't mean. Because you are getting fully
persuaded.
Because it's only going to happen when you. It's only going to happen when you're convinced. God is already convinced.
Right.
But it's only going to happen when you're convinced.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
I'll see y'all next week.